We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Goeckeler on June 2nd, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is Sunday Blues.
Our second scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2 and chapter 3. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as his disciples walked along, they began to pick some heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He answered, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need? In the days of Abiathar, the high priest, he entered the house of God and ate the consecrated bread, which is lawful only for the priests to eat. And he also gave some to his companions." Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Another time, he went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger, and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our readings today present us with an interesting dilemma. They both deal with the idea of the Sabbath. In our contemporary culture, keeping the Sabbath would seem to be some old-fashioned idea, long ago abandoned. I'm not sure that is so accurate. Clearly, our gospel reading from Mark makes it pretty clear that questions about keeping the Sabbath are nothing new, nor are questions about just what it means to keep the Sabbath. Are we keeping the Sabbath by simply showing up here for church on Sunday mornings? There is a vast and diverse body of thought to consider. The commandment regarding the Sabbath comes from the book of Exodus chapter 20, which tells us, "Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your town. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." The commandment, of course, assumes the Genesis creation account rather than any evolution-based concept, though I don't think that is critical to the idea. What is important is the idea of work and rest, or time away from working. What we do with that time becomes perhaps more the issue. The early church changed the Christian Sabbath from the seventh day, Saturday, to the first day, Sunday, in observance of each Sunday Sabbath as a little Easter. There are some Christian groups that continue to observe Saturday as the Sabbath, such as Seventh-day Adventists, Church of God Seventh Day, and others. It was clear that the religious leaders, such as the Pharisees, had rather broad leeway in interpreting the religious laws. Moses may have presented the commandments, but these folks added their own little bylaws along the way. Such becomes clear in our reading from Mark, in which the Pharisees are defining what constitutes working on the Sabbath in order to catch Jesus not following Jewish law. What exactly was considered work? That seemed to depend on who you asked and the particular situation. Walking was considered work, and the Pharisees had actually established guidelines as to how many steps one was allowed to walk on the Sabbath. Reaping a harvest was work, regardless of how much was harvested. It's easy to find fault with those Pharisees and leaders of society for their nitpicking little rules and regulations to live by. But have times really changed that much? Not working on the Sabbath, of course, was not just in ancient days. I grew up and lived most of my life in Connecticut. Connecticut was big on the Sunday Blue Laws, which greatly limited what could be done on Sunday. The Blue Laws were a product of the 17th century Puritans in Connecticut, who enacted those laws which remained in full force until quite recently. In colonial days, even traveling about or chewing tobacco were prohibited. Growing up, stores and businesses were closed. Activity pretty much came to a halt. I know such laws were also in effect in many other places in the United States and Canada as well. Within that colonial law, it was also expected that while one wasn't working on Sundays, they would be attending religious services. So, where does all this leave Jesus and his hungry disciples? They were breaking two of the Sabbath regulations according to the Pharisees. One, they were walking some distance. And two, they were working by plucking or harvesting heads of grain to eat. Jesus reminded these mighty Pharisees of the story from 1 Samuel when David was traveling with his companions and needed food. And they ate the holy bread which was reserved for the priests of the temple. Was that so terrible? The need for food is a very basic human need. You can be pretty sure this commandment from Jesus got the fur up all the more on those Pharisees' necks. But Jesus wasn't done. The Sabbath was made for us, not the other way around, he told them. You know, they didn't like that comment either. We have to stop this guy, we agreed. Next, we hear that Jesus went into the synagogue and found a man with a crippled hand. And of course, the Pharisees watched intently to see what Jesus would do. Jesus asked them, "Is it lawful to do good to save a life on the Sabbath?" The Pharisees had no response, and Jesus healed the man. In Mark chapter 7, Jesus again has a time with the scribes and Pharisees regarding the Jewish laws and regulations of hand washing before eating. He quotes Isaiah 29, saying,
Isaiah prophesied correctly about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. They teach as doctrine the precepts of men. All this can be confusing for them and for us today. Jesus does not say to just ignore all the rules and regulations of Scripture, the commandments and such. What he makes very clear is that we have to use our God-given good sense in understanding Scripture. It is not a book of picayune regulations written so God can somehow box us in and catch us. Rather, it is offered as a guide for how we should live with God and with one another. Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." Did Jesus keep the Sabbath in our reading earlier? Perhaps not according to the Pharisees, but I think he did. Clearly, he obeyed the spirit of all of God's laws, which is to love one another and to love God. Through his actions, he was teaching those present about that love, and he showed love for that man by healing him. He certainly knew this would upset the authorities. But it was more important for him to show his love and God's mercy than to be concerned about the Pharisees and their plot. Jesus showed them the spirit of the Sabbath, that we should love and honor God and love one another, even if it means not following all the dictates of religious rules or traditions. Where does this leave us in the question of observing the Sabbath? Should those blue laws still apply? That's a tough one, especially in the world we now live in. I think we need to observe the Sabbath now, perhaps even more than ever. Sunday has become in many ways just another day for work, commerce, sports, school events. Many have lost this day for religious observance, worship, and family time. That is truly sad, and I don't think it is what God intended. We have lost so much of what used to be family connections as our busy schedules so often do not even give us that one day each week away from our busyness. For so many folks, it has gotten increasingly difficult to fit time for worship and religious education into the week. That's sad, as the fellowship and connections with other believers is so important, especially in rocky times in our lives. But even in good times, it is important to have others to refresh, nurture, and build us up. Required? Perhaps not. A good idea? Definitely. I hope all of us show in how we live each day just how important our faith is to us. Not always by what we say, but by how we act towards others around us. And when the opportunity presents itself, that we invite others to come along with us on that journey. Perhaps by coming to find the love and warmth of Christian fellowship here in worship, and sharing that Sabbath time with us. May it be so. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, You continually show us the way to follow you. It is sometimes a challenging and lonely path, but you are always there with us. May we do our very best to be your disciples in this world, and may our Sabbath time bring meaning and purpose to our lives and in the lives of those around us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on June 2, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida, by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was Sunday Blues. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.